2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On defense blog The Dew Line, Dave Muhammadar highlighted an awesome video from the cockpit of a VFA-103 Boeing FA-18F Super Hornet flying off the deck of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. The footage was produced by Carrier Strike Group 8 last year. But if the dire predictions of what might happen under sequestration come to fruition, we may not see many more videos like this in the near future, warns Muhammadar. Pay a visit to flightglobal.com/Super Hornet video to enjoy it while it lasts. Elsewhere on the same blog, a stunning Eurofighter shot of a Typhoon over Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi ran with a post on the combat aircraft type's competitive joust with the Lockheed Martin F-35. And on Aerial View, Ari Ugozi noted that Israel Aerospace Industries Chief Joseph Weiss had chosen his words carefully at Aero India, where he said, "I urge my colleagues in the Israeli industries to make every effort to promote cooperation." And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Boeing could be forced to slow down production or build unsold 747-8s after 2013, the company warns in a new filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. A number of unsold production slots for 747-8 freighters and intercontinental passenger models must be filled after this year to keep production on track at a rate of 2 aircraft per month, Boeing says in the annual filing. If we are unable to obtain orders for multiple freighter aircraft in 2013 consistent with our near-term production plans, we may be required to take actions including reducing the number of airplanes produced and or building airplanes for which we have not received firm orders, according to Boeing. Lockheed Martin is claiming that all three versions of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter will have kinematic performance better than or equal to any combat-configured fourth-generation fighter. The comparison includes transonic acceleration performance versus an air-to-air configured Eurofighter Typhoon and high angle of attack flight performance vis-a-vis the Boeing FA-18E and F Super Hornet. The F-35 is comparable or better in every one of those metrics, sometimes by a significant margin in both air-to-air, and when we hog up those fourth-generation fighters for the air-to-ground mission, says Billy Flynn, a Lockheed test pilot who is responsible for flight envelope expansion activities for all three variants. Airbus has logged an order for 130 A321neo twin jets from American Airlines, reinstating the carrier to its books after deliberately removing a similar firm deal in 2011. American's entry into Chapter 11 creditor protection prompted Airbus to demote a 130-aircraft firm order signed in July 2011 to the status of a commitment. The agreement was part of a 260-jet order for Airbus, of which half was allocated to the A321neo. But Airbus's latest order backlog shows that 130 firm A321neo jets were assigned to American on January 23, 2013. Airbus has tentatively identified an A330-200 derivative as the most promising long-term candidate to replace its 5 A300-600ST Beluga oversized transports. The airframer has already embarked on a program to restructure its A300-600ST operations to cope with the demands of ramped-up production over the next 4 or 5 years. This program, designated Fly 10,000, is intended to increase the flight work performed by the transport fleet to 10,000 hours per year in 2017, from the current level of about 6,000 hours. New battle lines have quietly been drawn in the resurgent competition between Bombardier and Embraer ahead of an expected glut of regional jet orders. 5 years after Bombardier unveiled the CRJ Next Gen series, Embraer now confirms it is preparing to roll out a similar aerodynamic makeover of its current E-Jet family. The midlife upgrade of the E-Jet design had been expected, but its arrival was overshadowed by Embraer's ongoing preparations to launch the development of a second-generation E-Jet later this year. Several airlines, however, are already well-briefed on the makeover planned for the current E-Jet, a concept for an Embraer 175 Plus featuring roughly a 5% fuel burn reduction was first disclosed but not publicly explained in October as part of an ultimately unsuccessful campaign by Embraer to win an order from Delta Airlines. Instead, Delta selected the Bombardier CRJ-900 for a 40-aircraft order that launched the long-awaited refleeting of the U.S. regional jet fleet.